story matter.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Suspected water pollution reported in Kafue River in Chililabompwe. CDF utilization drops with only 3.6% of funds spent in the first quarter. Drone attacks raise stakes in new phase of Sudan's civil war. To present the news, I'm Lusubilo Gondwe. A suspected incident of water pollution in the Kafue River has forced the temporary shutdown of a major water supply facility in Chililabompwe, raising public health concerns and prompting an urgent government response. According to a statement issued by Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu, the Kafue Raw Water Pump Station has been shut down after unusual turbidity was detected in the river, despite immediate sampling and laboratory testing providing inconclusive results. Mr. Nzovu, who has described the situation as serious, says authorities are yet to determine the nature and source of the suspected contamination. He's warned anyone found responsible for polluting the water source of legal action. He says in the interim, Molonga Water and Sanitation Company is supplying affected residents with water drawn from underground dewatering operations, which has been certified safe for use, while stringent monitoring protocols have been put in place to ensure continued protection of public health. Meanwhile, Care for Nature Zambia Executive Director Nsama Kearns has called for an aerial mapping of all industries operating along and near the Kafue River to engage them toward protecting the river. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Kearns has expressed concern that the authorities are being too lenient with polluters, noting that while the country is still awaiting a comprehensive report on previous pollution incidents involving Sino Metals and others, another contamination case has emerged.
As a nation, we are actually waiting for a full report to the extent of pollution which was caused by Sino Metals not long ago, which has also led to a fish ban being put in place by the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries. We have been waiting to hear if the tests that were taken concerning the pollution indicates that the river is now okay for water consumption, if it is now okay for people to continue fishing. And sadly, we have just heard of another suspected pollution. And this becomes very worrisome because to what extent is this river vulnerable?
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has reported low utilization of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, despite full release of funds to local authorities in the first quarter of 2025. Speaking at a media engagement in Lusaka today, Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, disclosed that out of the 5.1 billion kwacha allocated for 2025, an average of 88% of projects across all provinces received approval in the first quarter, and yet only 3.6% of disbursed funds were spent. Mr. Piri has further disclosed that Northwestern Province recorded the highest utilization rate at 24%, followed by Eastern Province at 11% and Muchinga Province at 6%. He has called for strict action to be taken on Lusaka Province that failed to expend any of its CDF allocation, while Copperbelt Province and several others spent less than 3% of available resources.
But I wish to point out that the highest performing province in terms of utilization of the CDF in the first quarter was the Northwestern province at 24%. This was followed by Eastern province at 11%, and then Muchinga province at 6%, Northern province at 3%, Southern province as Northwestern province at 3%, Southern province at 2%, Luapula at 2%, Copper Belt at 1%, Central at 3%, and Lusaka province at 0%. Lusaka province, Honorable Minister, has been a problem in as far as utilization is concerned, and I think the ministry, working with the Local Government Affairs Commission, must make decisions on how to handle Lusaka.
In response to the findings, Permanent Secretary for Administration, Dr. Gabriel Pollen, has directed that all councils must justify unspent balances by 48 hours after receipt or face disciplinary measures through the Local Government Service Commission. Dr. Pollen says it is unacceptable for over 400 million kwacha to be lying idle in various banks without use.
In 2022, in 2024, the Ministry of Finance as well as the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development issued circulars to the local authorities to encourage them to make use of funds rather than allowing those funds to sit idly in bank accounts. So the huge cost to the government at the time, because the government was ending up borrowing its own money from commercial banks. So I just want to take this opportunity to remind the local authorities that the government still has in effect a zero-based balance policy. In that sense, any additional funds, like CDF funds, for example, that will go to the local authorities, will follow the principle that local authorities have completely utilized those funds.
The ministry data shows that 3.1 billion kwacha worth of school, health and water sanitation projects gained approval in quarter one, and nearly 87 million kwacha was earmarked for bursaries, and yet delays in procurement, site handovers and administrative bottlenecks have left the vast majority of funds idle in the local authority bank accounts, undermining service delivery objectives. President Hakainde Hichilema has challenged human resource practitioners to drive workplace transformation and national development through effective human capital management. Speaking when he officially opened the Zambia Institute of Human Resource Management 13th Regional Summit in Livingstone today, President Hichilema has emphasized the need for employees to have essential skills like problem solving and ICT proficiency. In a speech read for him by Labour Minister Brenda Tambatamba, the President says government recognizes the Zambia Institute of Human Resource Management as a key strategic partner in achieving the pillars of the 8th National Development Plan, particularly economic transformation, job creation, and human and social development. He also highlighted the achievements and challenges of the Decentralized Human Resource Management Committees introduced under public service reforms, noting that while there has been improved efficiency and transparency in service delivery, there are still challenges such as infrequent committee meetings, limited technical capacity, and undue influence compromising objectivity.
That we are able to attain a real revolution that will deliver in the circumstances that we find ourselves. And the first one is the role and impact of human resource management committees that have been set up in public service. As we are all aware, the government of the Republic of Zambia undertook significant public service reforms aimed at enhancing efficiency, transparency, and responsiveness in service delivery. A cornerstone of these reforms was the decentralization of human resource functions through the establishment of human resource management committees across ministries